Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self, step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to yet another night, yet another installation or an installment of the Healing Fountain. This is Gary Moore, and I'm streaming to you live from the base, from the home of Baseball Hall of Fame, Cooperstown, New York. Welcome, everyone, and our co-host tonight will be Jovanda. Jovanda, are you there?
Yeah, I'm calling in from the Netherlands.
She is in the Netherlands, and yeah, Jen Christie and Marika are both on, not with us this evening. Jen is on the holiday, and Marika is doing something else, apparently. And they'll be here in spirit, and they are also here in the recording, in the intro song with Jen Christie, and, of course, later with Marika. So how are you, Jovanda?
Oh, I'm fine, actually. And we have lovely weather here. It's really gorgeous. Like 25 degrees Celsius. Well, I don't know how much that is in Fahrenheit, but it is warm.
So, I think that's probably pushing 80 degrees in Fahrenheit. Yeah, that sounds lovely.
Mm, yeah, the weather is lovely here. Well, now it's night, of course. The lovely weather is gone for now, but I expect it again tomorrow morning.
You gotta love summertime. Summertime in the Netherlands sounds like a nice place to be. We're still waiting for summer where I am. It's been raining since I got here. I got here on Wednesday, and I was greeted with snow the next morning, and it's been raining ever since. But things are greening up around here, and it's absolutely beautiful, and it's a wonderful place. And my thanks to everyone who extended their welcome to me and this family, this Teochpa here. So, and we have a great show lined up for everyone tonight. We have Lisa Jones as our special guest tonight. And Lisa is an internationally known healer and angel communicator who has worked with celebrities and Fortune 500 companies in the United States. And many of her clients have witnessed the thinning of the veil. And maybe we will get her to talk about that for a minute when we bring her on. And as Lisa opens her channel, they have reported seeing angels, past loved ones, and their own spiritual guides, as well as seeing and feeling the unconditional love of the angels and a sensation of lightness in their bodies. And Lisa will be joining us and guiding us in a healing angelic meditation, along with taking calls a little bit later to possibly answer whatever questions you may have about communicating directly with your angels and opening her channels to ask questions and so forth. So we will, should we bring Lisa on?
Sure.
Get her to say
hello.
Hello. Lisa. Hello.
Hi, how are
how
you?
How are you?
Hi, Lisa.
I'm excellent. Hi, how are you both?
Well, I am perfect, and so are you.
And
so we are all perfect here.
That's right. Well, I want to thank you so much. I'm honored and very privileged to be here with you this evening, and I so look forward to doing the angelic meditation and just allowing people to bathe in the light of their goodness and their love.
Wonderful. And we have that coming up a little bit later.
That's right. You were talking, you had mentioned that people mention when they work with me that they get the thinning of the veil. And do you have a minute? I can talk to you just a
Absolutely.
Few minutes about that.
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, it's been a very interesting journey for me. I actually am a trained certified public accountant and worked for Ernst & Young and Pricewaterhouse. So I'm a very concrete kind of theoretical type person. And yet, through events in my life, including the passing of my first husband, I have been enlightened to this whole new world that's out there, and it's just made my life so much better. So now I am sharing my gifts with others to help them see that there is this other world out there that's open and available to us. And so the more I've been working with people, the more intense the energies are that come into the room and with the person I'm working with. So it's amazing because the clients actually, when I open my channel to my angels, they see the room fill with angels. I've had other clients see some of my past loved ones. I've had them see their guides. And every time I work with somebody, it's a brand new experience, and it's just never ceases to amaze me how miraculous where we are and what's going on right now. So I'm thrilled to be here to share this with you all.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. Welcome. Glad that you're here.
Thank you.
And just like I said earlier, we'll maybe be taking calls a little bit later
that
on in the show.
Yes. After the meditation, that would be great if we have time.
Right. Okay, yeah, we'll do that after the meditation. But first, should we play a song, Jamanda? What do you think?
Let me check the template.
Check the template.
Jean made so nicely for us.
I think it's time for a song while we get the candles ready. What do you think?
Fire, yeah, right. So everyone keeps the candles ready and incense if you have. And we will play Firefly All City.
Right.
And it says that you are going to cue it.
I can cue it. I've got it right here. And everyone get your candles ready, and we'll be back in a few minutes after this song. Here we go.
I like it too.
Yeah. Beautiful song.
Right. So, I have looked at the template and
Well, I'll go ahead and put the link to the YouTube video.
I was just going to say that, yeah.
And get everyone to go ahead and click the link and pull up the player in YouTube. And then pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, put a heart up in the chat room to let us know that you're ready. And we'll go ahead and cue everyone. And in the meantime, we'll wait for hearts to come up. I don't know if you can hear me or not. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. So, well, yeah, we'll give them a few minutes. It takes a couple minutes for it to...
Mm-hmm.
For the feedback to come back, there's like a 17-second delay, 15-second delay. Mm-hmm. So the heart is the ticket to let us know that you're ready, and there's my ticket. Oh, here they come. And we'll wait for the hearts to come up.
Right.
And then
I think we got already plenty of hearts to go on with the candle ceremony and inviting the angelic realm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, looks like the people are ready. Yeah. Okay. Okay, we're gonna invite the angelic. We're gonna play the video first, right?
I think that was after.
Oh.
Oh, well, okay.
The
video first. Right.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, we'll go ahead and cue the video. Do you happen to have the sound file, or would you like me to do the countdown?
Oh, I can do that again. Let me
Okay.
Find...
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah. All right. So,
please do it much better than I do for some reason.
Okay, I will do a countdown. We'll start a video without
okay.
sound. We listen to through the Blog Talk Radio audio. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, start.
Thank you.
Right now it's time to do our candle ceremony. We light our candles to signify that we are a circle of love, light, and healing. And because fire is a very powerful tool, especially when used with prayer and focused intent, we can also light incense, which cleanses the atmosphere, ready to invite the angelic realm. We'd like to ask Archangel Michael of the North to please be with us now, to bring your love and protection in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel of the East, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel of the South, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael of the West, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We'd like to ask Archangel Metatron to join us. Also the energies of Sanambati and Magdalena. Please be with us now. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We are now in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light, and healing to help us to send the love and healing out to all mankind and the nature plane. Right now, we would like to ask Marika to say the mantra.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our Grandmother Earth. as we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Now, as everybody is listening, as long as you aren't driving a car or needing to be doing anything, I'd like you to get comfortable and just allow yourself, whether you're seated or lying down, to be sure that your spine is straight. Now, just take a nice inhale and exhale. And allow a beam of sunlight to stream down into the top of your head and down through your body and down, down, down into the earth to keep you grounded here and now. That's excellent. Know that while you are here, that you are safe. And if any noises distract you, just allow them to take you deeper and deeper into this state of awakening. allow your muscles in the top of your head to relax. That's great. Allow your eyes to relax, and your cheeks, and your jawbone, and your neck. And at any time, if you feel tension, just allow yourself to move that part of your body and release that tension. It's important just to be relaxed and feel as comfortable as possible. And again, know that you are safe and that you can open your eyes at any time if you feel uncomfortable. Now, taking another nice inhale and exhale. I would like you to imagine your favorite place in nature. It could be somewhere you've been or a place that you imagine. Anywhere you'd like to go is absolutely perfect. It could be near the ocean. It could be in the mountains or a meadow. Any place that makes your heart sing. And somewhere that you, again, feel safe and loved. That's excellent. Now, if you don't visualize, that's okay too. Just imagine in your head what it would look like. So imagine what is around you, or visualize what you see. Do you see a blue sky? Do you see the clouds? Are there flowers? Or if you're near the beach, can you feel the breeze on your skin? Really immerse yourself wherever you are. Now, I'd like you to find a comfortable place to sit. There's probably just the perfect place for you to sit down and be comfortable here in this place in nature. And now that you're seated there, I would like you to know that Archangel Michael is standing behind you. And he is there to make you know that you are safe and to release any and all fears that may be holding you back. Allow his energy to envelop you so that you feel the strength and power of his presence. And to your right, Archangel Raphael, the supreme angelic healer, is there. Allow Archangel Raphael to heal your physical body, your mind, your spirit, and to provide you with comfort and love. And on your left, Archangel Haniel is there. Allow the grace, charm, and harmony to flow easily into your life through the power of Archangel Haniel. Also, be open to the ideas and suggestions that Haniel will whisper to your soul regarding your own healing abilities for yourself and others. And in front of you, Archangel Shamuel. Allow his strength to let pure consciousness and light shine within our world so that we can ultimately bask in complete and total world peace. Now that you are surrounded by these archangels, again, feel safe and loved, and know that they are always with you and are there to help in your healing. Now, they may stay with you or they may disappear, but either way, know that they are always there and you can call on them at any time. I'd like you now to look around
and you will see a healing angel. This may look like a typical angel with wings and golden light, or it may be in the shape of a friendly animal, or even just a beautiful beam of light. Your healing angel can be anything that you would like it to be. That's excellent. Now, your healing angel is going to take you to the healing sanctuary. This sanctuary is above our earth plane, and you can get there safely any way you would like. You could fly there on the back of a bird. You could be lifted there by a beautiful balloon, or even ride on a rainbow escalator. You get to decide how you will arrive to the healing sanctuary. Okay, you have now arrived. Excellent job. As you enter the healing sanctuary, you will be led to your very own spa-type room, where every possible thought, need, or want will be yours. If you have physical issues, they will be miraculously healed instantly. The same will be true for mental, spiritual, or emotional issues. There is no limit to the type or vastness of healing available to you. Remember, you are perfect. You are the chosen one. Nothing is out of the question. Even if you are having financial concerns, this can be healed here as well. Okay. Now allow your mind to expand and be open to the happiness and abundance that is available to you. Remember, anything is possible and attainable in the healing sanctuary. I will now give you a minute or two to experience the joy, love, and gratitude you are feeling from the euphoric experience of having and healing everything for your heart desires. Very good job. That is excellent. I now want you to find your healing angel. Ask for them to come back to you now if they have left and if they are still there. That's perfect. They have a gift for you to take back to Earth to remind you of this amazing experience. And know that this gift is infused with angelic love and blessings and will be with you always and forever. Now, as you return to the earth plane, I would like you to notice the healing vibrations and colors that
that you are passing through on your way back. The first color you go through is a violet light. Allow this beautiful violet light to nourish every cell of your being with pure consciousness. Now, the color fades into indigo. Your body is now flooded with this beautiful color of indigo. That's great. Imagine this color is activating your intuition. Know that you can always trust this inner knowing within you. Now allow a beautiful blue mist to fill your body. With this blue color, know that your words are pure and good. Allow yourself to speak through your heart forever and always. As your soul continues to move from the angelic realm back to earth, now imagine a green light filling your body. Know that this green light is unlocking the unconditional love that you have for yourself and others within your heart. As you continue getting closer to Earth, you effortlessly move into a yellow mist of color. This enables your personal power and respect for yourself and others. The yellow color is now gently passing to orange, where your creativity is activated, as well as your trust in yourself. And now you have returned to the earth plane, and the color red is surrounding you. And this allows you to feel grounded and safe. You are now back to your favorite place in nature and feeling healed, safe, and secure. As I count to five, you will return to your physical body with a renewed sense of love and understanding for yourself and others. You will also remember the gift that was given to you by your healing angel. It is quite possible and highly likely that you will also return with many of the healings you manifested in the healing sanctuary. So one, you know you are in your body. Two, you can feel your fingers and toes. Three, you are able to begin to wiggle your fingers and toes. Four, you feel happy and healthy. And five, you can open your eyes and know that you can always return to your healing angel and your healing sanctuary whenever you so desire. Love and blessings to you.
Wow, Lisa, that was awesome. This was a wonderful experience.
Thank you. It was angelically just gifted to me as I, you know, was thinking of this yesterday, and they do all my writing for me, and so it's quite easy, actually.
So you are not accountable for this?
That's right. I take no credit whatsoever other than being the voice of the angels, but I truly give all my credit. I'm going to get choked up because it's just so much love that they pass through me, and I hope that people could feel that online as well. So thank you.
Well, I definitely could.
Thank you for being the voice, Lisa. You are a wonderful voice.
As my grandpa Frank Fool's Crow would say, you're a good hollow bone. To allow that light through you and out to the world.
That's the plan.
I actually saw that angel, you know. It was wonderful.
Oh,
yeah, it was very, very intense. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And did you get a gift, or how was that?
Yeah, I got a gift, yeah.
Good. You never quite know when you work with a large group, especially when I'm not in person with a large group, but I usually like to find out, you know, if people are willing to share what gifts they had or, you know, what experiences they had. So I'm so glad you could see the angel. And I say that about visualizing because, frankly, my third eye is blind. So many of my clients see all these amazing visions, and I don't. I just get the more, I guess, auditory. So,
well, I'm more visual, so I see a lot, and I could share what I received, but I'm not
comfortable, of course. Only if you feel comfortable.
I don't mind sharing this. It was like a. Are you still there?
Yeah.
All right. It was like a golden box, and when I opened it, flowers came out and nice smells, like ethereal oil smells, you know, very nice smells. And like butterflies, the flowers came out. So I have to, you know, think about what it might mean, but it was lovely anyway.
That's good.
Yeah,
sometimes
it takes a little bit to process for you to find out what that means. And,
exactly.
Absolutely.
That's a really good point, Gary. A lot of my clients, in fact, I would say the majority of them, tell me that it's usually the day after they work with me that it really starts to even open more. I mean, you get that initial opening, but then as the time goes on, again, I think a little channel opens within each one of my clients and for hopefully all of you listening, and that'll just continue to open and flow more in, and so it's just amazing. I love it.
I just want mention your website, Lisa.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it is artoflivinghappy.com.
That's
artoflivinghappy.com. So that everyone, also listeners in the archives, can find you.
Wonderful.
artoflivinghappy.com, all one word. Right. And you will be we are taking callers, but we have no callers yet on the switchboard. So could you tell us, how did this begin to happen for you again?
Sure. I'll give you a brief little bio.
Okay.
I at a very young age, I felt I was always connected directly to God. I felt I could communicate directly, and I read the Bible when I was 6 years old, and I was a very spiritual young girl, and that more or less continued. But of course, growing up kind of got in the way, and you get caught up in all of the machinations, should I say, of living life and everything that goes on. But then when I I fell in love and got married and had two beautiful children. And then, unfortunately, my first husband got cancer. And so it was a seven-year battle. He had lymphoma. And it was, of course, just very devastating. My children were 1 and 3. And it was a lot of hard work caring for him as well as my children. And he had a stem cell transplant in the first year and went into remission for about 3 or 4 years. And then it came back. And when it came back, I just had a knowing sense that it was going to turn out bad. And at that point, a friend of mine took me to get an angel reading. I had never had one before. And when I went, I was just completely blown away by the information that this woman shared with me. And then she shared the book called Angel Speak by Trudy Griswold. So I bought the book, and it's a very simple book, and it's a very simple message that we all have this ability to communicate with our angels, with our higher guides and our higher selves and God. And it's just a matter of really just sitting down with the intention of communicating with your angels and just listening and then just start writing. And initially, you know, I got very short answers, but over time, they just continued to get bigger and bigger. And so when my husband was sick that last 2 years, that was what kept me going, was talking to my angels every day. I got a massage as often as possible, and I went to a great therapist once a week. So those are my my lifelines, shall I say.
You're saving graces, in other words, yes. Wow.
That's for sure. So anyway, and then it really opened up for people because I had several dear friends that I started sharing. Of course, I wasn't telling anybody this because, like I said, I'm a CPA. I've been an accountant for a hedge fund. I'm a very practical gal and live in a, you know, quite affluent area in Connecticut. And so this isn't the type of thing that you go around talking to people about. And
right.
I started sharing with my closest friends about it. And then they started asking me, well, can't I just ask you questions and you could open and answer them? And so I did. And, oh, my goodness, I almost lifted off the ground with the amount of energy that came through me. I had no idea what I was doing.
Mm-hmm. And well, speaking
so for literally,
of which, we do have a caller.
Oh, well, good. Let's bring on a caller.
So, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. So if you want to go ahead and finish your thought, we can go ahead.
That's great.
Okay. Well, we have a caller already. It's a 317 area code, and we'll go ahead and bring them on. Hello, 317, you're on the air. Yeah, what question would you have for Lisa Jones? What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Diana. It's Indiana.
Diana from Indiana. That rhymes.
Oh, I know. I wondered if they named me Diana because I was in Indiana. I never knew. But I don't always stay here. I tend to run away a lot. People, my family and friends and anybody, it just seems to have really come to some kind of a halt that everybody has because of my spirituality turned against me. In a way, it might not be turned against me, but I've gotten to the point where I have to walk away from everybody and everything, and I have no support. So, when I was younger, I did see angels, and about 21, I got scared because of the same thing, mostly because my mother, you know, beating it out of me. She was kind of abusive. So I did tell it to go away, and now it's like, it's been a couple of years that I've been asking for my gifts to come back, because mostly I do talk to people, and then they turn against me for it. So I want to know, is this going to change, you know? Am I going to get to the point where I'm going to be able to have my spirituality and have family and friends too?
Yes, that's a great question, Diana. And I think part of what you're going through right now, I need to kind of open my channel here and just see if I can get some direct assistance. So one moment here.
Now, I got a Rife machine on, so if you pick up that energy, maybe I should turn it off.
That's okay. Yes, Diana, we want to thank you for calling in today and just know, first and foremost, that you are loved, and we are overjoyed that you are coming back to this place in your life that you know exists and that you know is real and that you know is the one true way. So just continue on this path and know that it is a slow journey. Things have slowed down so fast and so quickly for you that it'll take a little pushing and prodding to get it going. The image that's being sent is that of a giant boulder that you have to just kind of keep pushing against until it gets rolling. But then once it does get rolling, it will just continue on a very gentle slope. It won't overwhelm you. And that's part of it as well, is that many of the friends and even some of the family that you're surrounded by do not have your best intentions in their heart. And again, not that they are bad or evil or in any way, but they're just in a different frame of mind from you. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Diane, yes. So therefore, they are unwilling to accept this spirituality or this aspect within you, but to know that this is true and that this is your connection to Source, it is the way. So it is with patience and, of course, to ask and call upon us, the angels. We are always here for you.
Okay. I pretty much knew that part. So what? Just keep on pushing the boulder, huh?
It is, yes. So it's me back again, Diane. I typically go into a almost trance-like state. So now it's me, Lisa, talking again.
Okay.
Typically, you know all of your answers. It's within you. It's about, you know, uncovering past truth or, you know, supposed truths that people have told you that really, you know, aren't truth. Mm-hmm. And so it's just about believing in yourself, and that's the way it is.
But you have to go on your life. You have to go on your life without your friends and family, then, because there's no way they're going to accept me.
Not necessarily, but if they're not supportive of this, then it looks like you need to find some people that will support
you. Exactly, and as you change vibrationally, you will attract the vibratory matches to what you're changing toward. So it's you may be outgrowing certain people,
mm-hmm.
and or you know, moving on or whatever, but you're not losing anything. What you're doing is gaining, and look at what you're gaining, and focus on that and stand on it as you reach higher.
Yeah, Gary, that's excellent.
I've done that several times. But everybody that means anything always pulls me back. There's just no in my life having family or friends and being myself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had people intentionally even hurt my jobs. Just downright do dirty things to hurt my life because I'm spiritual. And I can't believe that the angels would make to let that happen.
Well, it sounds, again, a very difficult situation, and it right there it sounds as though you are blaming the angels, and unfortunately that they're not the problem. The angels are always there to help you. And so,
absolutely.
You know, their love
and
is with you always.
Right. Whoever stays in your life and whoever goes from your life is, like Violet says, whoever stays in my life and goes away from my life is really none of my business.
Right.
They don't go away. They stay in your life to keep on making your life miserable because you won't come back to their way. That's in my case how it is anyway.
Yeah.
And it's not just it's other people. People in professions, people everywhere. It's like, there has not been anyone who's been supportive of me.
There is a power within you that's greater than anything. And all you need to do is think differently, and that power will emerge. And power will take care of you.
Well, I have done that several times in my life, and then I'll have a miracle, and guess what everybody says? Oh, that's a demon. That's of the devil, that you had a miracle. You know, because it's like, what do they say? It's a sorcerer.
Well, the only thing that can change is you. I mean, you can only change yourself. You can't change what other people think, say, or do. And so truly, this just goes right back to you. And as difficult as it may sound, you need to change your thinking. Maybe you need to leave Indiana and start somewhere where you will be supported.
Well, I've lived in Indiana all my life. I just got back again, you know. But I have grandchildren. But because I have a Catholic daughter-in-law who claims that she's so afraid of me, they won't even let me see my grandchildren. Now, that's probably the biggest reason that I even try to appease the family or anyone else.
Yeah. Well, that power is within you to change.
Well, yeah, and go and not have any grandchildren or be any part of their life. That's what I'm saying. You cannot have your grandchildren and have your gifts, too. That's what I don't think is fair.
Well, even that is a creation of yours.
Right. That's a creation of my daughter-in-law and my son and the rest of my family. I don't create for them to treat me bad because I'm spiritual. Everybody comes with those scripts that I created it. It's what you think. Even when I think the right way and I have miracles in my life and I'm not with them and I'm doing well, they're still trying to do dirty stuff to me. They're still not letting me see the grandkids. She's still whining and crying as she's smoking her cigarettes all over the children that she's afraid of me. It doesn't change because I think differently. I've left Indiana and done several things on my own, very good, but I am just, for some reason, can't have any family or friends. And I want to know why other people can be in this path and still have family and friends.
You know, can I say something? I'm Givanda.
We have 9 minutes left, and we have one more caller. So.
No, I can go. I know you don't like these kind of calls.
Can I say something? I have been in your situation as well, you know, and I think lots of people in our group and who are in the chat room have been there, and you should focus on your inner strength and what Magenta Pixie said in the chat room. Sometimes you have to walk in disguise. So it might be a good thing to not talk about these things to people who don't understand. Just to be, to protect yourself.
Well, being that I was a child who saw spirits and angels, it's kind of hard because I have the stigmata in a 90, you know, the last family reunion, there was 90 of us. I was doing acupuncture, and they were talking of how that was of the devil. So
right.
This is not something that I create, as much as you guys would like to keep saying that. It's not. I hear that everywhere.
Well, when the voice and the vision on the inside become more profound and more clear and loud than the opinions on the outside, you've mastered your life.
Well, I can do it. I can master my life away from Indiana and not have any grandchildren. My thing was...
There you go.
Why you can't have your grandchildren, your family, or friends, and have this life. That was my main question. Nobody can truly ever answer that question.
It's a choice.
It's a choice. Just walk away from my grandchildren. And I don't really want to do that, because then they think I'm the bad guy.
But do what you want to do.
Yeah, do what you want to do. I want both. I want my spirituality and to be grandmother.
Then intend it.
I do that.
But she comes back at me with every miracle. Oh, that was like sorcerer or whatever.
Well, then you just have to stand strong and, you know, you allow people to treat you the way you allow, you know, the way they treat you. I mean, that's somehow there's interaction going on between you and your family and friends that just keeps this going. And maybe these are life lessons.
No, there's no interaction at all now. I would like to be a grandmother. That's what I'm saying. Anytime I call about it, it's over and over again that she whines how she's afraid of me because I'm a sorcerer. Because I can make magical things happen. Yeah, I have to walk away from my grandchildren and let them think that I walked away from them. I thought I would get an answer. I'll keep trying.
Yes, I wish you the best of luck. And God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, sometimes life can be very difficult, and
yes.
it's very hard to understand why things happen in life, but there's always a reason. I mean, I certainly wasn't looking to have my first husband pass away, and yet, you know, it did, and I've moved forward, and my life couldn't be happier, but I know other people that's not always the same.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly.
And we have another caller, so we only have a couple of minutes left, so shall we take...
We've got like 5 minutes left, and we have Marcinja?
Mark Ninja.
Mark Ninja.
Yeah.
On the line. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello, Mark.
He's unclicked to talk. Hello, Mark. Can we hear you?
Oh, it might be the case that he doesn't want to talk because his hand is not up.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
He may be calling in to listen. I'm not sure.
That
right.
could be.
Okay. His mic is open, so if he wants to talk, he can talk.
Right.
So
yes, sometimes, you know, to acknowledge that we do have choice, to acknowledge our quantum self, to acknowledge mind when we have those choices and how to act or react in any situation. And it takes what it takes. It took me a lot to arrive at those conclusions too.
Yeah.
I've had many dark nights of my soul. I think we all have, for all of us to get it. But there's one thing that I know for sure, and that there's a power within all of us, and all we need to do is just think differently, and that power will begin to emerge. And when we do, and that power emerges, that power will feed you, it will clothe you, it will house you, it will guide you and protect you, it will sustain your very existence. The only thing we need to do is allow it. Now, that is what I know for sure.
Gary, that is so perfect. And let me tell you that it leads you to the point. I quit my accounting job a year ago, and I'm full-time spiritual. So let me tell you, this: once it starts to grow and then build, there's no stopping it.
Right. And, you know, there's no way you cannot fly. Like she's traveling, well, I'm not going to fly or whatever. There's no
right.
way you're not going to fly. You know, you can't stop an eagle from flying.
That's right.
It is our natural way. And we all go to those natural, that elsewhere place, that elsewhere awareness, all of us, regardless of how 3D we are, we all go there naturally.
That's
there's
right.
More, and that's more beliefs and more things that point in the direction that all we are really is spirits walking around in human form. You know.
I love that.
So
it really is a wonderful world, isn't it?
You know, it really, truly is. And we do have one more caller, and we've got 2 minutes left, really quickly. I'll go ahead and bring him on. 519, you're on the air with Lisa. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi there, Lisa. My name's Jennifer. I'm calling from Canada.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. I've got some issues with my childhood, and I've tried a number of things to get rid of it, like, you know, the regression therapy. I've tried asking my angels for help, hypnotherapy, everything to get rid of it, but I can't seem to let go. Do you have any tips on how I could try next?
Oh, boy. A big question for 2 minutes left.
I'm sorry.
No, that's great. It's a great question. I think the best advice I can give is live in the moment. That was then, this is now, and you just truly... I don't know if you meditate. Do you meditate regularly?
I should more.
Yes. Well, I would recommend highly, even if it's 10 minutes a day, just start that. And then truly, whenever you start to ruminate on those thoughts, just say, that was then, this is now. Maybe start a journal and write those thoughts and just set them to the side so you can move on and live your life now. All we have is now. We don't have the past, and by holding on to it, it just keeps you stuck, and you certainly don't want to be that, right?
Well, if you're, it's. I don't think I'm consciously doing it. It must be on some sort of subconscious level. So,
Okay, so subconsciously, I would start writing to your angels. Did you hear how it's quite easy to do that. You just sit quietly and open yourself. Just, you don't have to meditate. You can just have a pen and paper and just say, "Dear angels, what would you like me to know?" And just start writing down what you hear. And then as you practice that and it goes on, you know, you'll get better and better messages. It looks like we just have about a minute left, so that we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Lisa, for
joining us this week.
And many blessings and much love to you. Go ahead and say your website again really quickly.
Sure. Artoflivinghappy.com. One word. Artoflivinghappy.com.
Great. Wonderful.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll have Dr. Christine
Thank you, Lisa.
On. Thank you, Jumanda.
Yeah, I can't keep my mouth shut.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
As we say in Lakota, Noksha Akewachi Akinkstelo. I love you all.
Bye bye.
I love you too.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, "How do you do?" They're really saying, "I love you." I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more. And I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to